This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
Now that summer is just over the horizon, we want to talk about ways to get your sweet summer bod. With renewed attention to health, you can use your phone as a tool to get a better workout, track your nutrition, and get a good night's sleep. This week, we're going to focus on what apps you can download to help amp up your workout. The first app we want to talk about is called RunKeeper. So it's iOS and Android compatible, which is really nice. It's a GPS tracking app, so you can use it if you're going for runs or if you're biking, and it will tell you how far you've gone. What's nice about RunKeeper is it tracks each individual run for you, and you can stack them up against each other. When you're done with a workout, it will show this was your sixth fastest for this distance that you went. So it compares it side by side with everything else that you've done. On the opening screen, it's very number oriented, so it will show you how many workouts you've tracked for your particular month, how that compares to how many workouts you did in previous months, how many miles you've gone in total.
And then there's another side to it too, is at-home workouts, specifically ones that are 7-minute workouts. A lot of these are apps that are challenge-based. They give you, here's your month calendar, here's the type of workouts that you want to do, and you kind of track those 7-minute workouts throughout the month. So most of them are interval training. A lot of times each different day will focus on a different muscle group, so that way over a whole week you get a full body workout. It builds the workout for you. It's quick and easy. You can do it at home. You could even do it at work if there's extra space in your office, so that way you really don't have an excuse to skip the workout. So there's one specific one called the 7-minute workout challenge. It shows you the workouts, that way you know that you're kind of keeping good form, so that way you can perform the exercise the best. It has a tracking calendar, so you can see how much you've worked out, how many days you've done these workouts, so that way you kind of push yourself to keep on track.
So another component of working out that we wanted to mention was strength training and powerlifting, things like that. A lot of the times these apps are very focused on running and tracking what you're doing in the gym and things like that, but not many are focused on specific weights that you're lifting and things like that. So we found an app called Stronglift 5x5 that we found was really great for tracking how much weight you're lifting. So it has 5 main workouts that it tracks, and it wants you to input your highest weight that you lifted for 5 repetitions in each individual type of lift. For example, how high a weight you got lifting 5 times on bench press. So then it will alternate back and forth an A workout and a B workout, working different types of muscles. And it will give you how many reps and how much weight you should put for each particular workout that you're doing. It has an in-app trainer that will guide you through tutorials on how to do the specific lifts, how much weight you should be lifting, how much weight you are actually lifting. It tracks what you're doing and how you should be doing. Each workout that you're going to be doing is 3 exercises, so it's a 45-minute workout that it gives you. So it's nice because it gives you pre-recorded exercises to do, how much weight to do for them, and it gives you a time frame. All the features of the app include more detailed descriptions of how you should be stacking your weight and what types of plates you should be using, and more specific exercises that you can integrate into your basic lifts so that you can be building different muscles along with your biggest muscles.
And then to wrap it up, there's another really cool app called Charity Miles. It's targeted at people who run, walk, or bike. For every mile that you bike, you donate 15 cents to a charity of your choice. And for every mile that you run or walk, you donate 25 cents to a charity of your choice. And that's really cool because this way, while you're working out and while you're trying to better yourself, you also get to better others. Some of the charities that you can choose to donate your money to is ASPCA, ALS Association, and the Special Olympics. So there's a lot of different choices of charities that you can basically donate your miles to.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.